Attorney Suzanne Hagopian represents a man convicted of carrying a concealed weapon. It happened just 3 days after voters approved a new constitutional amendment. The amendment guaranteed the right to keep and bear arms, and Hagopian says that amendment makes the concealed weapon law unconstitutional. She says that's partly because courts have interpreted the concealed weapon law broadly. For example, she says guns kept in their cases are considered concealed.
It's virtually impossible for a person to carry a weapon without concealing it at some point, at least within the broad definition of concealment under the statute.
But Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Castle says it doesn't appear the people who wrote or voted for the new amendment meant to overturn the concealed weapon law. Castle did say, however, that carrying a concealed weapon might sometimes be legal now.
I think there needs to be an assertion that I was carrying this weapon for a lawful purpose. Here, putting aside the fact that the defendant was a felon and therefore had no right to possess, much less carry, the defendant denied he was carrying the weapon. So the defendant has never asserted that he was attempting to invoke his constitutional right.
Both of the lawyers were surprised when Justice David Prosser threw a wrench into the system just 1 minute into the hearing. Prosser says the new amendment wasn't in effect at the time the man was caught. Prosser says amendments don't take effect until the state elections board certifies them. That happened a few weeks later. Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson gave both sides extra time to file briefs on that point. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court will hear another concealed weapon case. It raises the same issues, but concerns a man convicted almost a year after the amendment took effect. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.